Let us bow. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, as I approach your holy throne of grace, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you that you brought us from our early existence up until this present moment, Father God. Thank you for being our Father. It is such a privilege to be called your daughter. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, especially for your Son, Jesus, who suffered and died that we would have a right to eternal life. Please forgive me of all my sins, and my prayer will not be hindered in any way, Father. Lord, we know that you are all-powerful. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings, and you are Creator of all things. You can open a door that no man can close, and you can close a door that no man can open. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We are, again, honored to be called your daughter. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless each home that is represented on the call tonight. Bless them with the blessings that you see them standing in need of. Strengthen us all where we can build us up where we are torn down. And Father God, I ask that you be with Sister Cheryl as she prepare a lesson, that she remember all the things in which she has studied to present a lesson that we will hear and be attentive to. Father God, I just ask, Father God, that you continue to watch over all who are sick. There are many who are sick, and Father God, we just ask that you touch them if it be your will and heal their bodies. We also ask, Father God, that you be with those who are bereaved. Give them comfort and peace as only you can, Father. And I ask, Father God, that we not be guilty of not telling others of you and your goodness and spreading the gospel. Father God, I also ask that you bless those who were in the body of Christ and left, that they will return before it's everlasting too late. Father, we just love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we adore you. We thank you for everything that you have done, Father God. And this is my prayer. In Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lisa, for the wonderful prayer. Our welcome team ministry salute will be done by Sister Beverly White.
Good evening, sisters. I am happy on tonight to be able to present our welcome team salute. It is a great team to be a part of. Our welcome team is led by admin, Sister Vivian Mills. And as a member of the welcome team, our goal is to greet one another with a holy kiss. That's Romans 16:16. The welcome team supports each new member as she journeys through the vision of being a later prayer warrior. Now, there are several jobs that our welcome team have. We cover new member orientation, where we have to navigate our LPW site for new sisters as well as older LPW sisters that need help, because a lot of us don't have computers or even the smartphones now, so we will have to make phone calls also with these sisters that are in need of help and to learn about LPW. We assign sisters to a team. We inform everyone of conference calls. We welcome new members and assist with benevolence. The welcome team also provide each new member counselors. Our welcome team also consists of a team leader, secretary, recruiter, emailer, caller, mailer, evening coordinator, and counselor, who is our encourager, and also a tour guide. Now, there are many things as a welcome team member to be a great part of. We also have a secretary, Sister Marie Mary, and her responsibility is note-taking during our monthly meetings that we have, adding new members to our LPW directory, also keeping a roster of team members current, and there's also a recruiter. Now, as a member of the LPW, we all recruit new membership, and they have to be faithful members of the Church of Christ, as faithful sisters of the Church of Christ. And along with the welcome team, there are several teams they can be a part of. Our welcome team also hosts our beautiful once a month LPW birthday, Warrior on Fire, and anniversary, Sister, we see you each month, and that's on the last Tuesday of each month. The welcome team, we email, we welcome messages to all new sisters, and we also assist the LPW Benevolence Team and Prison Ministry with emailing our sick members, our bereaved, or just we send out encouragement cards also, and like I said, we also make phone calls. Our Lady Prayer Warrior Welcome Team also welcomes all to be a part of this great ministry with the Later Prayer Warriors. We are a working team, and we all have a great task team that is part of our welcome team. And their mission is to follow up with all new members, make contact with all names that are submitted to them. And our team members are Sister Bridges White, our admin, Sister Marie Mary, and myself, Beverly White. Later Prayer Warriors, welcome all members to be a part of our great team that is led by our sister, beautiful sister, Vivian Mills. Sister, I want to thank you on tonight, and we welcome all aboard. Just come on aboard to our welcome team. Thank you.
Great salute, Sister Beverly. Thank you so much. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Lalita Crenshaw.
Good evening, sisters. I'm going to start reading from Romans, the first chapter, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And the second scripture will come from Luke, the sixth chapter, verse 19 through 31. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy cloak also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. I have read for you from Romans, the first chapter, verse 16, Luke 6, 19 through 31. May the Lord have a blessing for the readers and doers of this word.
Thank you, Sister Lalita Crenshaw, for reading God's word to us. We appreciate you powerfully reading that. Thank you. Next, we will have our song praise. My Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, ladies. Jesus gave his life for ransom yonder on Calvary, on Mount Calvary, cruel Calvary. He paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name, salvation has been brought down. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Go preach it and tell it today to the people in sorrow. Tell it today and tell it tomorrow. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost, Salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Go teach it and tell it afar. In every nation, tell it afar, all over creation. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. All along without a friend, he suffered to pay it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his blessed promises sweet, victory can be found. Bless his holy name. Salvation has been brought down. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world over. Go preach it and tell it today to the people in sorrow. Tell it today and tell it tomorrow. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Go teach it and tell it afar in every nation. Tell it afar all over creation. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. There's a blessed home prepared way over in glory land. In bright glory land, blessed glory land. I have trusted in his love and now I'm heaven bound. Praise his holy name, salvation has been brought down. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it to the world around. Go preach it and tell it today to the people in sorrow. Tell it today and tell it tomorrow. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. So teach it and tell it afar in every nation. Tell it afar all over creation. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Thank you.
Beautiful, Sister Lottie. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful singing. All right. We will have introduction of our speaker by Cynthia Watson.
Good night, my sisters. Welcome to the Lady Prayer Warriors Friday Night Bible Series. We are super excited to have you here tonight, and I'm indeed it is indeed a pleasure for me to introduce our speaker for tonight, who will present a lesson on the topic, You Never Mentioned Him to Me. She became a member of the church in August of 1972 at the Lake Como Church of Christ. There she served as Sunday school teacher, youth counselor, youth choral director, and also wrote and directed many plays. She now attends the West Vicary Church of Christ. There she is the Lady Bible class teacher and serves in benevolence ministry. She's also an author, a Christian women's counselor, motivational speaker, mentor, instrumentalist, and composer. She is an amazing Christian woman and is proud to be a Lady Prayer Warrior. She's a member of the Welcome Team, the Health Team, and the Live Streams and Happenings Team. She is the leader of Every Sister Counted For Mentoring Program and one of the leaders of the LPW Crisis Counseling Team. One of her favorite scripture references is Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. I now present to some and introduce to others our speaker for tonight, Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Good evening, LPW family and honored guests. We are grateful and thankful for your presence with us on tonight. We are so glad to have you. Our prayers are such that something may be shared will strengthen us, encourage us, or convict us to make changes acceptable unto God in our Christian walk. At this time, I would like to pause and thank our LPW administration for allowing me this opportunity to speak on our theme for the month of May, You Never Mention Him to Me. Thank you all so very much for allowing me to be a part of our speakers team. I would like to also take this time to thank all of our wonderful program participants. Job well done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sister Rosalind T. Body, Administrative Assistant. Opening prayer, Sister Lisa McIntyre. Welcome salute, Sister Beverly White. Scripture reading, Sister Lalita Crenshaw. Beautiful song selection, Sister Lottie Holcomb. Introduction of speakers, Sister Cynthia Gardner Watson. And our closing prayer will be led by Sister Linda Newsom. And we just thank Newsom. And we thank you in advance for doing our prayer. You always do a beautiful job. Our theme, once again, You Never Mention Him to Me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile, Romans 1:16. I'm going to start this lesson a little differently than I normally do, beginning with my scriptural references first. However, before I get to that, I would like to share something with you. There are so many biblical instructions in the Bible that we fail to embrace and understand clearly and fully the true meaning that God has intended and imparted unto us that may cost us our soul salvation. We have to take godly instruction far more seriously. So I'm going to share a few of these instructions with you before sharing my scripture references. And it won't take but a moment. For instance, what is understanding the definition of true forgiveness? Understanding the definition of true forgiveness. Without true forgiveness, there is no chance of calling heaven our home. The importance of worship. It is a direct command from God to not to forsake the assembly. Without the worship assembly, we defy God's instruction. The importance of being benevolent. Without benevolence, we can't emulate the walk of Christ. The importance of trusting in God. Without trusting God, how can we sincerely serve Him or believe in Him? The importance of truly loving our neighbors as ourselves. Without that godly love for one another, we cannot love and please God. The importance of being obedient to God's will and ways. The Bible instructs us that God will be harder on those who know the truth and not be obedient to it than those who never knew it at all. This is truly something to think about. And now as I move on to our theme, referencing leading others to Christ, You Never Mention Him to Me. If you have your Bibles, let's notice John 3:16, 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, Matthew 9:38. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. 2 Timothy 1:8-12. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day which has been entrusted to me. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Going on further, Mark 16:15. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to every living creation. Every living creation. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared. Always being prepared. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. To young people and their parents, Jeremiah 1:7-8. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them. Who is them? Anyone. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Amen. These are only a few scripture references that I chose to share with you this evening, because they are so essential and encouraging in reference to our soul salvation. We are family here. And now I will speak to you as sister to sister in love. Sister to sister in love. First and foremost, contrary to popular belief, all lives are important to God. Contrary to popular belief, all lives are important to God. He just told us to respect others. It is not only his will, but it is his hope that all men shall be saved. You see, we characterize people and put them in our little boxes. However, we have all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Sometimes we wonder why God allows people to continue saying and doing the things that they say and they do that they shouldn't say or do, not realizing that God is giving them the opportunity, just like he gives unto us the same, just like he gives unto us the same, to repent, to be baptized, and to turn their lives around. God has no respect of persons, yet he expects something from every person. Sometimes we fall short in leading others to Christ, or simply putting the information out there because we personally are unprepared to teach. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes we fall short in leading others to Christ or simply putting the information out there because we are personally unprepared to teach. 2 Timothy 2:15 reminds us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying is the only way that we can prepare ourselves to share truth. It is easy to be ashamed of what we don't know, coupled with how to express it. The word of God does not fall short. We do. Many of us have been blessed to have been raised up in the church. We have experienced the milk of the word and the meat of the word, hopefully. I want you all to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. I don't hear it often, so please listen carefully. Just as we grew up in learning and discerning the word, those of various faiths probably proclaim the same experience. Just like we grew up in learning and discerning the word, those of various faiths probably proclaim the same experience. Christians, hear me when I say, people of denominational faith are not devils and demons. People of denominational faith are not devils and demons. And they should be respected as people, as I said earlier in my lesson. I did not say that they are Christians, but I did say that they are people who God himself created also. That is why I say again that God said for us to go and do what? And teach. What I mean is this. They have been taught. I want you all to hear me. They have been taught as far as their understanding takes them. They have been taught as far as their understanding takes them. It is upon us to teach them the absolute unchanging truth. Please hear me when I say we have some responsibility in this. I have noticed countless of times their sincerity, their perseverance, their faithfulness and commitment to what they believe to be as truth. What they believe to be as truth. And I have noticed us comfortable in our own surroundings, relaxing in the faith, and basking in love with those who already know the truth. It is great to love on one another and to encourage one another. It is essential. However, we should be encouraging one another to get out of our comfort zones and teach God's truth to a dying and sin-cursed world. I'm going to say that again. We should be encouraging one another to get out of our comfort zones and teach God's truth to a dying and sin-cursed world. We get lazy sometimes and hang our hats on the one true church. It is much more than that. It is God's will that we obey him in that one true church and follow his standard. What is his standard? Leading others to Christ. At times, we ought to observe the denominational world and be ashamed of ourselves. They're often more benevolent than us. Often they have more time for God than us. Often they utilize more time with footwork, passing out their information to friends and neighbors about the good news as they see it, while we're chilling and believing that our name alone is essential only. We must know what the truth is, my sisters, in order to share it with zeal and compassion. Now I want you all to hear me now. And guess what? It is essential that we do our homework. It is essential, please hear me, that we do our homework and know what others believe who we are trying to convert. Some think that doesn't matter, but it does, and this is why. We need to know what they believe so that we will be prepared scripturally to not only share the truth and how to be saved, but ready for the questions that they may ask of us, ready to defend God's word. For example, Why do we not use instruments of music? We should be able to refer to them to at least one of the New Testament scriptures. How about Colossians 3:16? Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Trust me when I say that this is a very pertinent question to them. We need to be ready with an answer. We better believe that people who take their beliefs seriously will be prepared for us when they see us coming. I'm going to say it again. Trust me when I say that this is a very pertinent question to them. We need to be ready with an answer. We better believe that people who take their beliefs seriously will be prepared for us when they see us coming. The question is, will we be prepared to defend the word in love scripturally? If not, we have some studying to do. We may not memorize all of the answers verbatim, but we can carry with us tracts and information that we can readily refer to in a moment's notice. We must stay prepared. Allow me to ask of you a couple of questions, hypothetically speaking. Have you ever lived next door to good people, family-oriented people, people devout in their beliefs? Have you grown up with wonderful friends, shared valuable time with great co-workers and associates? Then suddenly one day, one of them passes away, possibly someone who may have been dear to you. There was nothing negative about their character that one could complain about. We then immediately reminisce about how nice they were, how loving and caring they were. And if we have a conscience at all, we will also think about the countless opportunities that we had to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. We met them day after day. And we knew that they were astray, yet we never mentioned him to them. Can one imagine a beautiful soul burning in the bowels of hell who thought that they knew of the truth? Can one imagine the thought of burning eternally with not even one saving word of forgiveness from God for them, all because we did not respectfully defend? We did not respectfully defend God's truth unto them. We met them day by day, and we knew that they were astray, yet never mentioned God to them. Just think about it. We may have the opportunity to confess unto God for not sharing the word with lost souls, as we should have, or not. But think about the roles that we should have played in their lives to have made a possible difference. Think about the roles that we should have played in their lives to have made a possible difference. Let me put this out there, the question of the evening. Can a true Christian live with themselves or ourselves comfortably in knowing that our silence may have cost someone that we knew or loved, possibly their souls? To our young people, your parents are supposed to raise you up in the admonition of the Lord. Biblically speaking, you are to share the word with other young people by living it before them and verbally expressing it unto them. Young people are not exempt. How would they know that? We must teach them early on. Parents, this message is to you. We must not feel sorry for our children by excusing them to be exempt from Sunday school, excusing them to be exempt from Bible classes, excusing them to be exempt from worship services, excusing them to be exempt from vacation Bible school or any programs designed for the youth to increase their Christian preparedness of one day being leaders and teachers in the Lord's church. They cannot be that without embracing the full armor of God. For that, we are solely responsible. What they do after they're grown and gone is on them. Basically, in a nutshell, life is not about us. Our lives are not our own. Life is about being soldiers in the army of the Lord, teaching and leading others unto him. Let us visualize the story of the rich man in hell, wanting others to go back and tell his brothers to straighten up their lives before they ended up down there with him, before it was everlasting too late. Wow. He was instructed that there were teachers available unto them, and they had to accept or reject truth. If they weren't listening to those alive, did he believe that they would listen to the dead? Understand this also, my sisters. We can lead a horse to drink water, but we cannot make it drink it. We may share it, but the horse must decide to receive it. Just like the disciples and apostles, we are only required to share the word. The unbelievers have to have the right to receive it or reject it. Well, listen up, sisters. Unfortunately, once that one has been charged unto hell, there is no more redemption, forgiveness of sins. There's no more baptism. There is no God in hell ever to hear our pleas and screams. In hell, God can no longer dry our tears. The time of forgiveness is essentially over forever. God separates himself after the judgment. You see, heaven is by invitation only to those who have accepted God's will and ways. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. In hell, he cannot hear you anymore because he's not listening. He will not have no more dealings with hell. Do you all hear me? He isn't listening to those in hell after the judgment. Just think about the souls that you and I have already allowed to leave this world without sharing the gospel according to Christ Jesus unto them. My Lord, forgive us. Forgive me. We never mentioned him to them. Just wanting us all to simply think about how important it is to share the gospel with everyone. This is our Christian charge. What should we share? Well, they must hear the word of God, Romans 10:17. Believe it to be true, John 2:30-31, Acts 16:31, Hebrews 11:6. They must repent, Luke 13:3-5, Acts 17:30-31, Acts 2:38. They must confess their acceptance of truth, Matthew 10:32-33, Romans 10:9-10. They must be baptized, not dipped or sprinkled, Mark 16:15-16, Acts 2:38, 1 Peter 3:21, Acts 22:16. And then they must live godly lives unto death, Titus 2:11-14, Romans 12:1-2, 2 Peter 1:5-11. Always studying to show ourselves approved, leading others to Christ, 2 Timothy 2:15. Our ultimate goal, sisters, is to follow the instructions of Jesus if we wish to experience eternal life into the heavens forevermore. We have to remember our charge. We have to be able to not to say, you never mention him to me. The lesson is yours. Thank you for listening.
Great job, Sister Cheryl. Thank you so much. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Linda Newson.
Praise the name of Christ Jesus, sisters. Let's bow. Our most gracious, merciful God of all creation, Father God, I come not right now, repenting of my sins, that this prayer be not hindered on my behalf. Father God, I'd like to come thanking you, Father God, for your love, your grace, your mercy, which we truly do not deserve, but Father God, you privilege to us freely and unconditionally. Father God, thank you for the word and message on tonight by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson bringing God's word. Father God, we thank you for the message. She was dynamic on tonight. Father God, let our life and our words be a witness to your goodness and your grace. Father God, we all fall short of your glory, Father God. But Father God, we laying everything on the table. Father God, bring it unto you, Father God, that everything will be answered to your will and to your way. Praying for the sick, the afflicted, poor, the needy, hungry, the blind, all those that are bed of afflictions, illnesses, diseases, Father God. COVID, Father God, the bereaved, those that are grieving, Father God, those behind prison bars, Father God, whatever we go through on a daily basis across this planet, Father God, continue to lay hold on each and every one of us, Father God, giving each and every one of us what we need for what we need it for. Father God, thank you for all first-time callers that called in tonight for our lesson. You're our honored guests, and those that came back, you are our honored guest. And Father God, just thank you for sisters that are on call. Father God, I'm praying for each sister, for their families, extended family, Father God, and there's a lot going on in Lady Prayer Warriors with the sick. And Father God, please cover them only as you can, Father God. Give them the peace that passes all your understanding. And Father God, as they acknowledge you, Father God, you are down to break their steps and their path. Father God, I come to you right now. Father God, just praying that you be that beacon of light that shines for men, that they will see our good works. Father God, I know we do. We truly do fall short. And we don't want to fall short. But Father God, we are sinful people in a dying world, Father God. And we are supposed to be that prime example. But Father God, just bless us. Get through whatever we go through. Father God, in your word, you said there is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. God is faithful, will not suffer you beyond that you are able. But Father God, but with the temptation, make a way to escape. Father God, thank you. We love you. And Father God, before closing, Father God, I'd like to thank you for the Lady Prayer Warrior Sisterhood, and also especially our administrators, plus assistants, administrative assistants, and go behind the scenes working out due diligence for us to participate in all the teams, all the benevolence that's taking place nowadays, and everything that's coming up. Father God, we all want to be a part of it. Father God, just bless them to be the best that they can be in the Lord's armor, that they can bless us, that we can bless others. Father God, I know I failed to ask for all this needed in that, but one thing I did not forget. Thank you for your darling son, our Lord and Savior Christ, who bore the sins of each and every one of us across this planet, past, present, and going forward, for a sin that he did not owe, that we all could become baptized believers into his burial, for a sin that we never ever can repay. Father, I know I failed to ask for all this needed in that, Father God, please allow the Holy Spirit to intercede this prayer offered up in the mighty name of your son, our Lord and Savior Christ, Jesus' name. I ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda. We will now have our comments by our admin.